a coach you made an addition off the waiver wire, and another member of that Regina Pat Canadian team. Talk about bringing in Arthur Miller.
Well, we had invited him to camp, for a few years, and he didn't come to camp. He went to Regina's camp, and he had a really good year last year. And when he went to the TELUS Cup Finals, it was in Acadia, and that's where he got noticed by the Quebec team. And we had always had interest with him, and the relationship. You know, Huey went to a lot of the games there, and we've seen him play a lot. And when this come up, it was just something we thought it was a good opportunity to take a chance on him and see what he can do.
So what kind of a player is he?
Well, he sure scored a lot last year, but I think he's a real hard worker. He goes to the tough areas. He's a fast skater, and he's fairly aggressive. And I'm not sure, if he can put the numbers up that he did in this league, but he's got a knack for scoring.
Well, when you see a guy who had that many goals, 31 in 43 games, midget level or not, you have to have some goal-scoring skill to do that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we need right now in the situation that we're in with our injuries and where we're at, and we need someone to come in and give us some life, and it's a great opportunity. It's a real good opportunity for someone to come in and establish himself as a WHL player, and I think that's what he's looking for. He's from Regina. It was a long ways away from home out in Quebec, and the kids get homesick a lot, and so we're in a situation where we know a little about him and willing to give him an opportunity.
I know the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League is not particularly well known around here, but he was over a point a game there playing junior hockey. So does that give you some hope that his numbers could translate given some opportunity?
Well, all that gives you hope. And if you're a scorer, you score, and it doesn't matter what level. And he was a top player there, and more than anything, he was just trying to stay on the ice. He wouldn't have been able to get on a team here and play some competitive hockey until this all got worked out. It was a process that we had to wait and go through. He had to clear waivers. He had to get released. He had to go through waivers in our league again. So it took a while for all this to come through. So he got here today. Hopefully we can get all the paperwork and everything done so he can play tomorrow night.
Now, of course, him being teammates with Connor Chalk and Tyler Adams in Regina on a championship team, does that add a little element to getting him here and knowing that chemistry exists, that they know each other, they had success together?
Yeah, it sure does. And those, Chalk and Adams are a little bit different player. Miller played on a top line with the Sillinger kid, mm-hmm. and the Woods kid that started in Regina this year, and he's back in the Regina Pat Canadian. So that was their offense, and he was a big part of that. And you look at his... You look at his stats from the big stage at the TELUS Cup, and I think he had 14 points in 7 games. So that's really good from the best players at that age. And the other two players we know pretty well too that are excellent players. So that was a heck of a line. And like I said before, it's an opportunity where we're sitting right now with our situation with injuries and trying to find a spark right now is very important for us, and it's a great opportunity for him.
Well, you mentioned the playoff production. He was a point-a-game player in both seasons that he was on that team in the playoffs, and then the great production at the TELUS Cup I didn't even know about. So here's an example of somebody playing well and actually increasing their production in clutch situations. That must be attractive to a coach.
Yeah, it is. And, hopefully he's a real gamer. And, I've seen him play a couple times, but, you notice him out there. He works hard. He's always around the puck, and that's important. And then when you look at the stats, that clarifies a lot of things that you've been seeing. So, and it's nice that those guys know him. We use all our allies if we can find out something about a kid. And, we talk to those guys about him, and we talk to guys in Regina. And, like I said, it's a great opportunity for him.